from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Ernie DiCiccio. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from three donors. The first are Philip and Elvia Day from Mississauga, Ontario, for the living and deceased members of the Day and Sartor families in Ontario and Western Canada, in thanksgiving for the gift of their family, good health, immediate family, the Daily TV Mass, and for the intentions of the members of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. The second is an anonymous donor from London, Ontario, for her personal intentions. The third is in loving memory of the departed and living members of the D'Souza, Saldanha, Menezes, and De Lima families, and for the souls in purgatory, in thanksgivings for blessings and favors received, and for a special favor received through our Blessed Trinity, Mother Mary, and Saint Joseph. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, let's take a moment first to give thanks to our God and ask the Lord for pardon and for peace. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. After Nineveh was spared, Jonah was displeased and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said while I was still in my own country? That is why I fled to Tarshish at the beginning, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and ready to relent from punishing. And now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry? Then Jonah went out of the city and sat down east of the city and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade, waiting to see what would become of the city. The Lord God appointed a bush and made it come up over Jonah to give shade over his head, to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was very happy about the bush. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the bush so that it withered. When the sun rose, God prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint and asked that he might die. He said, it is better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the bush? And Jonah said, yes, angry enough to die. Then the Lord said, you are concerned about the bush, for which you did not labor and which you did not grow. It came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should I not be concerned about Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also many animals? The word of the Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" The Gospel of the Lord. If the Our Father sounds different to you as we read it in today's Gospel, it's because we're reading from Luke's Gospel. The version we always say is from Matthew's Gospel. But of course, it includes the same message. First, we see that Jesus calls God his Father, and he tells us to do the same. The whole point is that we're not the parents, we're the children. But we have a God in heaven who takes care of us as a loving parent. And so we call God Father. And it's kind of an intimate term, you know? Lord is fine. Oh God Almighty is fine. But Father makes it more personal because it's a relationship. A relationship that we have in a family. Of course, Luke drops that important little word that we find in Matthew's Gospel, which is the first word of the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father." I like that word because it reminds us that he's not just my Father. He's our Father, Father of us all. And so we don't keep them to ourselves jealously. And it reminds us as well that we're a community. We're all brothers and sisters, children of the same God. You know the prayer by heart, I think, most of you. But sometimes we recite it so often that we don't focus on the actual words. You know, when I hear confessions, I often give the same penance to people. I tell them, just say one Our Father. But say it slowly. This way you can think of the words of Jesus. You're not just rattling it off. Because these words are so powerful. And every time we recite them, we should appreciate what we're actually saying. Give us each day our daily bread. Do we understand that the Lord provides? That the Lord knows, sees all of our needs. And we really don't even need to ask. Before we even ask, give us our daily bread, the Lord knows what we need. And that's why we should always be giving thanks, because the Lord has provided for us out of the abundance of His mercy and love. And both Matthew's version and Luke's version that we read today makes that strong point about forgiveness. Forgive us our sins, recognizing that we're all sinners. And some of us say, well, I'm not so bad. Of course not. But in comparison to God, we're all weak human beings. And so we acknowledge our frailty, our human weakness, and we say, forgive us our sins. Probably one of the most honest things we can ever say, because it admits that we're not perfect. And there's that wonderful catch, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. Are we able to forgive as our God forgives us? I was preaching at Mass a few weeks ago, and the readings were all about forgiveness. And I was telling people, there's that old song that says, they'll know we are Christians by our love. And that's true to a certain point, except non-Christians know how to love too, okay? We don't have a monopoly on love. But truly, they'll know we are Christians if we forgive one another. That's so central to our Christian faith, knowing that God has forgiven us and expects us to do the same to our brothers and sisters. And forgiveness is not as easy as other things that we do in life. It's so easy to hold on to grudges, rancor, resentment, even hatred. It's so hard to let go of past hurts. But we have to get there. Even if it takes us 35 years, we have to get to the point of saying, I forgive. I will not allow this to hurt me anymore. I will not allow this to eat me up anymore. Forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone, not just a select few, everyone who's hurt us. You know, when we break an arm, it takes weeks to feel better. When our heart gets broken, it can take us a long time. But we can't stay broken. So let's keep repeating this prayer that the Lord has given us, His disciples. Let's say it often, and let's believe what it says. Let's believe that with God's grace, we will receive forgiveness for ourselves. And with God's grace, we'll be able to forgive all those who have harmed us in any way. And now, let's offer our prayers to God, who always hears us and answers us in our need. During this season of Thanksgiving, we thank God for all the blessings we have been given. We ask for continued blessings on ourselves, our neighbors, and our world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We continue to pray for peace in our troubled world, for an end to war and violence, for an end to hatred and division, for peace in all lands, for peace also in the church, and for peace in our families. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are sick or suffering, whether in body, mind, or spirit, especially for those in hospitals and nursing homes, and for all those who've asked us to pray for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let's also remember our loved ones who have died. May they rest in the peace of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, we ask you to hear all of our prayers, those we have spoken and the many more that we hold in the silence of our hearts. And answer us always with your mercy and with your love, through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, with the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the cause of his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful with the sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devotedness we may pass over to the glory of heaven. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift. Since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
And now let's join together in prayer using the words that Jesus, our Savior, gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Love.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. We entreat your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that as you feed us with the nourishment which comes from the most holy body and blood of your Son, so you may make us sharers of his divine nature, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.